Yeah, there are some simple practical things that farmers can do, think about and do over the next 5 to 10 years in the context of it improving soil health and soil quality and giving them a really good sound basis for crop and animal production. The first one is to think about your organic matter content and to what extent you're putting organic matter back into the soil, whether you're losing organic matter and the effect that that might have on structure, nutrient cycling and crop production generally. That's a really big thing because good organic matter content will help in all sorts of different ways. Compaction is proving to be a real problem. Farmers are using bigger kit, they're using contractors, and contractors don't have the time to think about soil protection and soil quality. So if you're using contractors and big kit, just think a little bit about what you're doing to the soil. Maybe check it using a spade test, dig up a spadeful and have a look and see if there's any compaction or a plow layer or something like that. That's really useful. And then finally, I think think about your nutrient cycling and your nutrient availability. Are you making best use of organic manures, sources of nutrients that you could get from compost, say, and then make sure you combine any nutrients from organic manures in your fertilizer recommendation so that you're looking at an overall nutrient requirement, nutrient supply. If you look at soil quality generally in terms of compaction and organic matter, you can relate that reasonably well to crop growth and crop yield. For example, if you're planting spring cereals, they need a good seed bed, the roots need to grow quickly and get to the nutrients and water, and if you've got a problem with soil quality and soil structure, for example, then they won't root well and you won't get the same yields as you would with a really good quality soil.